This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022. We'll finish Hey Amud Beis 5b, the second section, the green text. We're in the middle of a discussion of whether a Beis HaPras, this field, right where the grave is plowed into, is it Metame Be'ohel or not? All right, so we assumed that it was, right, because you have to mark it. You have to mark only something which is going to be mitame in an ohel. All right, but then we brought, end of yesterday, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, you can just blow the ground away to make sure there's no bones and stuff, and you can keep walking. And similarly, Rabbi Yehuda bar Ame Mishmei de Ula Amar. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Ula, Beis HaPras Shenidash, a Beis HaPras, right, which is trampled upon, people walk through over and over again, right, that's Tahor, it's pure, we can assume that they kicked the bones this way, that way, it's all out of the way. So here we have two people who say a Beis HaPras is not Mitameh Be'ohel, right, because that concern is not raised, right, all we care about is whether you're going to step on it, we assume they moved away. Before we seem to assume it was Metame Be'ohel. How do we square those two? Amar Rav Papa Lo Kasha. Rav Papa says, not a question. Kan Bisade She'avad Ba Keber. Kan Bisade She'nechrash Ba Keber. Now, when we're talking about a field where a grave was lost in it, we know there's a whole complete grave, we just don't know where it is. That's going to be Metame Be'ohel. That's a problem. Where is it? You can kick the stuff away and blow it. We're not concerned. Kan b'sada shenechrash ba keber. Right here is a field where the grave was literally plowed into the field, not lost in the field, but plowed into it. Now the Gemara asks, v'sada shenechrash ba keber beis hapras karile. A field where the grave is literally plowed into it. Is that really called a beis hapras? The Gemara answers in, right in, with the single dot. The chirik is yes. Ain, right, with the tzeire, the two dots is no. In, yes. Ve'atnan, right, we see them. We have a Mishnah. Shlosha beis hapras ain. There are three types of beis hapras. Number one, sada shenever ba kever. There is a field where you lost a grave. Well, you don't lose the grave. You just don't know where it is. Ve'sada shenechrash ba kever. There's also the field where the grave is plowed into it. Usdei bochen. Right, a sade, a field of the criers, right? Leaf coat, right, is to cry. Now the Gemara wants to know what in the world is that, right? What is? So it asks, my stay bochin. What is a field of the criers? Rabbi Shua Barab and Mishmei de Ulamar. So Rabbi Shua, right, says the name of Ula. Sade shmaftirin ba mason. I guess like a staging area for the going on to the cemeteries where everyone, you know, takes their leave of the mason, of the corpse. And I guess the fear is that, you know, that's the place where everybody stops and waits. Maybe parts of the body are going to fall off. The time of my, what's the reason? People just give up. They don't search for every piece. They lost a piece of the body. I mean, it sounds somewhat strange to us, particularly since we bury in coffins. But that is what the Gemara says. Okay, now we go and question something we said before, right? So we said the problem is with where you lost the body, not where you ground the body. Sounds so bad, plowed the body. I don't know if that's any better. Into the field. Sade shenechrash b'kever lo b'yitzion, right? A field where the body is plowed into it, the kever is plowed into it, does not require a tzion, right? Designation, which is what we've implied up until this point. But Hatanya, we learned in a Braisa. Matzeh sade mitzuyenet. We found a field which is designated, right? It's got a marker. Tell me here. Be'en yadua mativa. We're not exactly sure what the marker means. We know there's some tumma, there's a problem, but we don't know exactly what. So yesh ba ilanos, if there are trees in the field, be'adua shenechrash ba'keber. Right, so then we know that the kever was plowed into it, the grave was plowed into it, they planted trees. Okay, that's what we know about this field. Ein ba'ilanos, if there are no trees, Right? So then we know that they lost a grave in that field. They can't find it. Maybe that's why they didn't plant the trees. But that seems to imply that whether or not it's ground in or lost, it still requires a designation and a marker, because there's a marker on this field, right? And there's a marker on both of these kinds of field. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, then let's just finish with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad she'esham zaken o talmid, right? They have to wait, you're not sure, you can't really make such a determination unless there is an elder or a talmid chacham there. Not everyone's so clear on exactly, you know, how these fields work in terms of plowing and planting and losing graves, etc. But we still have the problem, right? That was the last piece of that brisa. That brisa implies that we do mark these fields, even if the plowing of the grave occurred and not just the losing of the grave. So Amar Rapapa, right? Rapapa seems to be the one who's solving all of our questions in this Gemara. Kitanya hahi. Now, what is that brisa referring to? Besada she'aved bar kever ditzainua. Originally, the reason they marked the field was because they lost a kever in it. Only a field where you lose a grave needs to be marked. And that's what originally happened. The question is what then subsequently happened. Yeshba ilanos, if now you come and the field has trees, biyadua shenechrash ba kever. So you know that the grave that was lost, they plowed the entire field. Now you know that the field is the grave was plowed. But ain ba ilanos, if they didn't touch the field, biyadua shavet ba kever. So then you know that they lost the grave in that field. All right, so okay, no contradiction. All right. If we knew for sure that it was Nechrash Bakever, we wouldn't go and designate that field. This is a field where originally it was lost, so it was designated. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Veleichos deal me ilanos migavai vekever mibarai. Maybe the grave is on the outside. The trees are on the inside. So the fact that there's a presence of trees doesn't necessarily mean that the ground was plowed and that the grave was plowed. Maybe the marking is such in this particular place, but the grave is on the outside. So now it says, like Ula said, in one case, Rava said, no, the trees here are on the border of, right, the field in public domain. Nobody buries a body in a public domain, right? You're not going to bury a body on Broadway. Everyone trample it and walk over it. That's not a normal thing to do. So that's the case here, right? The trees are lined up near the public domain, which means that the grave has to be on the other side. So if you have trees in that area, we know that it is a kever, it is a grave that has been plowed into the ground. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.